Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you looking for an insider scoop on everything Awe Island? Well, look no further than our very own newsletter. By signing up, you'll be the first to know about any Awe Island-related news, updates, and big announcements. And as a special thank you for signing up, you'll get access to a special Awe Island episode called Odette Goes Camping. This exclusive episode is only available to newsletter subscribers, so don't miss out. Simply head over to aweisland.com and enter your email address when prompted. Thank you for listening, and now, let's begin the relaxation.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Great job. Today, let's imagine a small pool of soothing water. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. Imagine the sun sparkling on the water as you step into the pool and sit down in the clear water. The warm water hugs you as you lie back in the pool. Now let's take another deep dragon breath, in and out. First, let's think about your feet. Picture them floating as the water slips and slides between your toes. Next, focus on your legs. Imagine them gently swaying in the water, back and forth, back and forth. Your hands feel relaxed in the water too. Open your fingers as you imagine the water massaging your hands and fingers. As you imagine your whole body lightly floating in the water, let's take one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you're tucked in nice and cozy. I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Snapdragon Symphony. It was a wondrous and beautiful day in the garden. The lush greenery was alive with an abundance of flowers and plants, all of which were in full bloom. Every color of the rainbow could be seen in the petals and the leaves, from the deep reds of the roses to the soft yellows of the daffodils. The fragrances of the garden were equally as stunning, filling the air with a sweet floral aroma that was almost intoxicating. Summer Snapdragon couldn't help but be entranced by the vibrant hues that surrounded her. She felt grateful to be a part of such a breathtaking display of nature's beauty. Summer was enjoying the scenery and the warm sunshine when she suddenly heard the sweet sound of birds singing. She listened intently, captivated by the beautiful melody. As she looked around, she saw other animals in the garden singing along with the birds. The chipmunks chirped, the squirrels squeaked, and the bees buzzed. In the distance, a woodpecker added a percussive thunk, thunk, thunk to the music of the garden. Summer smiled as she realized how much she wanted to join in and sing as well. "Hey, Sydney, Sawyer, have you heard all the singing in the garden?" Summer asked excitedly. Summer's purple and red neighbors perked up at her question. "Yes, we've been enjoying it too," Sydney Snapdragon replied, rustling her leaves. "It's beautiful," Sawyer Snapdragon chimed in. "We should join the song," exclaimed Summer. Sawyer looked confused. "But we're flowers. We can't really sing like the others. Can we?" he asked. "I know, but I want to try," Summer said with determination. "I want to see if we can make our own kind of music." Sydney and Sawyer looked at each other, amused by Summer's enthusiasm. "All right, let's give it a try," Sydney said, ready to join in on the fun. All three snapdragons took a deep breath and stretched their heads to the sky, trying to make a sound. But nothing came out. Try as they might, there was only silence from their petals. They looked at each other and started giggling, realizing how silly they must look. "We can't sing," Sawyer exclaimed, trying to hold back his laughter. "I wish we could sing like the birds," Sydney said, rustling her leaves, just a bit disappointed. "Me too," Sawyer agreed. "But how can we sing?" Summer, however, was not deterred. She was determined to make music with her friends. And she knew they just needed to find a different way to do it. "We may not be able to sing like the birds," said Summer, "but we can still make beautiful sounds in our own way." Sawyer still looked unsure. "But how?" he asked. Summer thought for a moment before suggesting, "Maybe we can make music with our leaves. We can rustle them in different patterns to create a unique rhythm." Sydney and Sawyer were intrigued by the idea and immediately got to work. They started rustling their leaves in different patterns, trying to find a sound that resembled music. As they practiced, the snapdragons noticed the other animals looking at them curiously. "What are you doing?" a curious bunny asked. "We're trying to sing," Sydney explained. "How do snapdragons sing?" the bunny asked, sounding puzzled. "We're trying to find out," Summer said. "We think maybe we can make beautiful sounds in our own way." The bunny nodded in understanding. After all, bunnies can't sing like other animals either, but they still sing in their hearts as they gracefully leap and play together. As the snapdragons rustled their leaves, a soft, delicate melody began to emerge. It was a sound unlike anything the garden had ever heard before. The snapdragons were creating a unique rhythm that was filled with a sense of joy and excitement. Sydney's leaves rustled in a steady beat, while Sawyer's rustled in a quick staccato rhythm. Summer's leaves rustled in a pattern that was both flowing and unpredictable. As the snapdragons continued to play their music, the entire garden began to change. The animals who had gathered around them were completely entranced by the unique rhythm that the snapdragons had created. They swayed and bopped their heads to the beat, their eyes closed so they could focus only on the sound. Even the other flowers and plants seemed to move in time with the music, their leaves and petals rustling in the breeze that the snapdragons had created. As the melody continued to fill the air, the garden began to feel alive with energy and excitement. The once peaceful atmosphere was now filled with a lively buzz as the animals and plants alike were swept up in the joy of the music. The snapdragons could feel the energy of the garden pulsing around them, their own leaves vibrating with the intensity of the rhythm they had created. While playing, Summer was very focused on making her music, but she could feel the energy coming from the other creatures in the garden. She looked at Sydney and Sawyer, realizing that they had created something truly special. The music they were making was bringing joy to everyone who heard it. Summer gestured to Sydney and Sawyer to slow down toward the end of the song. As the music came to a close, the garden was filled with a sense of contentment and happiness. The animals and plants had come together in a shared experience of joy and beauty, brought about by the snapdragon's music. Even the breeze seemed to have calmed, as if it too was savoring the magic of the moment. When the melody ended, the animals in the garden erupted in applause. The snapdragons blushed, feeling a sense of pride and accomplishment wash over them. "That was amazing," the bunny exclaimed, hopping up and down in excitement. "I have never heard anything like it before," said one of the squirrels, looking at the snapdragons in awe. Summer felt a surge of happiness in her heart as she basked in the praise of the animals around them. She realized that while snapdragons may not be able to sing like the birds, they had found their own unique way to make music and bring joy to others. As the animals began to disperse, they thanked the snapdragons for their unique music. The three flowers each gave a hearty, "You're welcome." When their audience was gone, the snapdragons sat together, basking in the afterglow of their musical accomplishment. "We did it," Summer cheered, her petals still tingling with the memory of the music they'd created. "I know, it was amazing," Sydney replied, still rustling her leaves in time with the beat. "I'm happy we found a way to contribute to the music of the garden, even if it wasn't in the traditional sense," Sawyer added. Summer nodded in agreement. "Me too. I think we proved that even though we can't sing like the birds, we can still make beautiful music in our own way." Sydney looked up at the sky, taking in the warmth of the sun. "I'm glad we tried," she said. "We could have just sat here and watched everyone else sing. But instead, we found a way to be a part of it too." Summer yawned, feeling the exhaustion from all the excitement. "As much as I loved making music, I think it's time for a nap," she said with a chuckle. Summer took a moment to admire the breathtaking beauty of her garden home at sunset. The warm colors of the sun bathed everything in a golden glow. The leaves and petals swayed gently in the soft breeze, creating a peaceful rustling sound that was soothing to hear. Summer took a deep dragon breath in and out. She thought of how grateful she was to live in such a beautiful place. She was also grateful for her two dear friends, Sydney and Sawyer, who shared her love of music. Even though they couldn't sing like the birds, they still found a way to make their own beautiful music. Summer smiled as she took another deep dragon breath in and out. She thought of how grateful she was to be surrounded by so much beauty and creativity. Finally, she took one last deep dragon breath in and out. And she let out a contented sigh. Summer drifted off to sleep, dreaming of creating more wonderful music with Sawyer and Sydney. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.